But it doesn't own the capacity and doesn't own the lines. Per all the contracts, everything written, the county owns it all.
Not everything.
Not everything, but that's probably because it's not been, again.
What I'm hearing is your fear is who might be sitting somewhere 10 or 15 years from now. Like, who might be sitting here as commissioner 10 or 15 years from now?
Could be.
So you don't want to make anything permanent because they may, the other commission or something may look at something different and do something so that the people wouldn't have an option on there.
Not necessarily the commission as much as, because the people are always going to have an option with the commission. What I'm saying is with the sewer board and
not
the sewer.
Not everything.
And the sewer. If we give them everything, we have no power to correct them if we ever think that there's something going wrong with them. So if we give them everything, then they're the ones that have all the, and yet the citizens didn't elect them. The citizens elected us. And that's what it all boils down to.
Help me understand something. I'm just, didn't the county have the sewer district and then put them out on their own?
Yes. It was all together as one. And in 2009 or 10, you probably know better than I, we traveled, the commission traveled to Columbia and did some investigating and said they should be separate. And we had a sewer board already, but it was all under the county commission. And so then they separated the two and made the sewer district its own entity.
Well, I believe from 1984, the sewer district's been its own entity. The operations, how it was kind of operated for several years.
We're not directly over him or his employees. The board is.
That's right.
Yes.
So that's the difference. It took the operations and the day-to-day activities of Brad and his employees away from the commission and put it under Brad and the board.
Yeah,
that was the separation.
But they still did the hiring and the firing. We had the head of the sewer board and the. We had the sewer board.
They being?
The sewer board.
The sewer board.
The county commission appointed the sewer board, like they do now.
Right.
And they managed their employees, the sewer board administrator and so forth.
Right.
The sewer board did. The county commission.
Since 2011.
11 or 12.
Yeah.
So that was the separation.
And the employees of the district were, I think, paid through the whole employee system with the county.
Right.
And there was, I understand, a lot of governance by the county commission over the operations of the sewer district.
So, yeah, the separation was pretty much what Brad just said as far as the governance over the. We do not walk in and tell Brad what to do, how to do it, what he needs to do. We don't. That's the sewer board's.
Yeah. And they did before, but the sewer board still was over the administrator.
Correct.
There's really no difference in the way now, but the county commission at that time in their investigation, and they had an attorney look at it and so forth, decided it should be separated completely.
Yeah, if you look at state statute, we're a political subdivision of the state of Missouri. It's formed under Chapter 204 of RSMO, and that sets forth how the district is set up and how the board is appointed by the county commission. So we're a completely separate entity, even though we're uniquely tied by you all as commissioners appointing our board. And then we're unique throughout the state. I mean, I get this all the time when I talk to other districts. Our funding, our tax is such a blessing.
We're the only ones that have it.
The only ones that have a county sewer tax that I'm aware of. There's some cities and things that have capital improvements. The only sewer district similar to us that has a tax.
I think Platt has a sewer tax.
They
do.
Mm-hmm. I just know whenever at different meetings that we're at the state level, yes, that's what's discussed is Dania County has the ability to take care of.
Yeah. And so, we just came from, and it was just Platt has a sewer tax.
Okay, so I wouldn't reply. But anyway, that, to answer your question, like that was
the
separation.
Yeah,
more of the oversight and.
I'd like to table. Does it? If we table this for another week,
be completely fine.
I'd like to
table
this.
For however long is needed, I think there ought to be some more discussion for sure.
I would like to do that. I make a motion we table it to another time.
Just an unspecified time?
Yeah.
Unspecified time?
I would like to, I can say next week until we know for certain. I'd like to table.
Okay, we have a motion to table to an unspecified time, and we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion to carry.
Thank you, Brad.
Thank you. I would remind you that we do have a joint meeting next week.
On the 20th?
On the 20th, here in this room with the Sewer Board and the City of Hollister to talk specifically about those issues. Do you feel we need to talk some of these things out talking today, or it'd be good to put that on there?
Yeah, how is it agendized?
Right now it's agendized that it's a joint meeting between the Sewer District, the City Council, Hollister, and the County Commission for discussion of the financing of sewer capital improvements throughout the county and the agreement and the county operations of our agreement that we have with Hollister, which currently includes the county as a party to that.
You might add to it in other business as it comes up or something like that to where
we can talk about that. 9 o'clock on the 20th?
That would be in here.
That way, if we need to talk about if Tier 2 or if this or other things come up, we can discuss it openly.
And while I've got you all, we're planning on conducting our normal meeting, which will have a few little things before and after our discussion. Are you all okay with us going ahead and setting up the Sewer Board in here as we have? And then we can place you all here in the City Council. I don't know that the City Council halls are all of them will be here. I think a couple of them will be.
That would be good, I think.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brad.
Because we should be able to set the tables up and everybody can come down there and discuss around the tables. So.
What time is that on the 20th?
9 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you okay if the board sets up here? Or would you prefer it?
Well, I don't care.
I'm just trying to get all that.
During their meeting, if they want to sit up here while we're all down there, that's fine with me too.
And we're just trying to logistically figure out because we're trying to conduct our normal meeting. The discussion that we're having with you all.
You know, on Tuesday, you'll have it on Wednesday. Then.
Yeah, we're not having it Tuesday because you won't meet.
And the meeting overall, of course, I have to, and I don't remember the time I have to leave, but you didn't think it'd take over an hour, so now an hour and a half maybe?
Yeah, I think for that discussion, we'll do that up front.
And you have something too, don't you?
What's that?
That day. The afternoon, you have something?
No, I had a board meeting in Jeff City, but I'm not going. Because it was supposed to be in the afternoon, right? We moved it to the morning. I think it was supposed to be
the day. It'll be at 9 o'clock here.
Yeah, nope, that's, I'll skip the board meeting up there and be here.
We'll handle all the discussion of that. Right. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Wellness Committee appointment. I have a recommendation.
Sorry, let me take a look. Do we need to, have we already accepted the resignation from Hannah?
I think she's putting it all together here. I don't think it's been on the agenda that.
Well, just in case, move to accept the resignation presented by Hannah Hodges. From the Wellness Committee?
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to appoint Jessica Dudley to the Wellness Committee.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Wellness Center Advisory Committee Policy Amendment. And here is, I have it.
I think those are changes to where we don't, what the health department no longer does.
I don't think it would hurt to read them into the.
Right.
Right. I'm just trying to remember what they were.
Yes.
Oh, there's three copies here. Do you want the?
Yeah, we each have a copy of
yours.
It. Sheila's.
There you are, Sheila.
Yeah.
Mike,
is you
going to read it
into
the
Yeah, I think that's what we're
going to
do.
Can we read the changes?
Yeah.
The proposed amendments are to remove the Taney County Health Department due to them no longer being a contract for services, adding Advanced Correctional Health Care because they are contracted through the Sheriff's Department, and they have two nurses in the jail that want to use the facility. Change the minimum age from 12 years of age to 10 years of age, stipulating that those ages 10 to 12 must remain in visual contact with the employee. And I believe that's not to use the equipment as much as it is just to be in the room so as the employee uses the equipment. Is that correct?
I'm not sure about that. I'm not certain on that.
Let's see here. Certain guests are allowed to use the wellness and fitness center they are defined as. The dependents of a current Taney County employee living in the household and are between the ages of 10 and 26. They must be eligible for insurance through the said employee. Dependents between the ages of 10 years and 12 years must maintain in visual contact with employee.
So it looks like that they could use it if they're on the insurance.
So that's a proposed change. And then, let me, you may finish reading the proposed changes. And the proposed changes, adding dependents to the buddy system, it was inadvertently left off in 2015 when approved. Many employee dependents have utilized this system. So essentially what that is we have a buddy system allowing an employee to have a buddy of their choice, provide a waiver has been completed by the buddy. And the purpose of that, I think, was to have spotters or different things in the room with you.
Yep.
That wasn't necessarily a county employee, but this is to add the ability for a dependent to have a buddy.
In question, because it does specify on adding that one that they're eligible for insurance through the said employee. We're adding the two nurses. Are they insured under the county insurance?
The guests would be the ones that are required to have the ability of insurance. The advanced correct care, they're not considered a guest. They would be as if they were an employee.
But all of our employees are covered under county insurance. So they would have their own insurance.
I would assume they
sign a waiver.
They'd sign a waiver or whatever.
Yeah.
Does have any problems with the proposed changes?
I don't.
Move to approve. Do you have a question, Sheila? Sorry.
No.
Move to approve the proposed changes for the Wellness Center advisory, the Wellness Center policy as presented on February 11th, 2019.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 I'm going to hand her a copy of that.
There you go. Do you have the cover sheet?
I'm collecting your paperclips.
I've got it.
On the policy.
Okay.
You gave yours out. Did you need one?
I'm good.
Okay.
Let's see. We next on University of Missouri Extension update.